Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 50, The Comfort of the Lord. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the 12th month, on the 20th day of the 12th month.
If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you.
Dear Dan, during the last year of my father's life, the Lord comforted me during the times that I stayed with him at his home with an online fellowship at a Christian forum website called www.khouse.org. I had been familiar with this ministry earlier, but while I was staying at Dad's and up all night, I would peruse the internet and this site in particular. Purchasing a subscription for a year would give one access to all the Bible studies streamed and discounts on purchases. It seemed a pretty good thing for me, as I could buy MP3 audio Bible studies and listen to them when I wanted on my MP3 player. Dr. Chuck Missler is the founder of khouse.org and was a Bible teacher years earlier at Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa. In the early 1980s, I had gotten some of his tapes from Firefighters for Christ and really enjoyed them. Dr. Missler approached the Bible from a computer geek standpoint and also from the belief that God took great pains in every detail of Scripture, including placing hidden codes within the text that could be discovered with an approach called equidistant letter sequencing. So, being a latent geek, a Trekkie, myself, I was drawn to Dr. Missler's style of exposition. And at that time, I was looking for new podcasts to populate my playlists. So I began purchasing, a little at a time, Bible studies and topical discourses called briefing packs. While searching the forums, I came across a name, James White, in the context of a discussion about theology. This intrigued me, so I Googled him, found his website, and started downloading his radio show on iTunes. While listening to Dr. White, he mentioned another name, Steve Gregg. Mr. Gregg also had a radio talk show with MP3 archives to download, so I subscribed to those as well. It was really interesting listening to Missler, White, and Gregg in the same playlist, since they all have different views on many things in the Bible. Missler is a classic evangelical dispensationalist. White is a Reformed Baptist. Gregg is an independent partial preterist and works closely with YWAM, Youth with a Mission, from time to time. All three are fundamental evangelicals. Of the three, I think that Dr. Missler is the most accurate, but I appreciate White and Gregg and continue to listen to their shows to this day. James White has done excellent apologetic work defending the faith against Islam and refuting the King James only crowd. Mr. Gregg's radio style compels listeners to think, although most of the callers tend to agree with his positions. Gregg and White debated each other on their radio shows for a week. Dr. White defended Calvinism. Mr. Gregg defended Arminianism. I still have the audio file. And so throughout my father's last days, I was comforted by the word of God through the ministries of all three of these, our brethren, for which I remain grateful. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.
Where you belong.